South Africa said on Saturday it was being punished for its advanced ability to detect new COVID-19 variants early, as travel bans and restrictions imposed because of the new Omicron variant threatened to harm tourism and other sectors of the economy. South Africa has some of the world's top epidemiologists and scientists who have managed to detect emerging coronavirus variants and their mutations early on in their life cycle. The Omicron variant was first discovered in South Africa and has since been detected in Belgium, Botswana, Israel, Hong Kong, and the UK. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told officials on Saturday to review plans to ease travel restrictions as concerns rise over the new variant of COVID-19. The world's second worst affected country by the pandemic had only Friday decided to resume international passenger flights from countries deemed at risk of the coronavirus while ordering tightened border screening. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is greatly concerned about Ethiopia's military escalation and called for urgent negotiations over the crisis, a U.S. State Department spokesman said. The comments come hours after Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed appeared on the front line with the National Army. Police fired tear gas in Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday during a demonstration against the government's failure to stop a wave of violence by Islamist militants. Opponents of the president called for renewed protests in response to a recent surge of attacks in the West African country, including one by Al-Qaeda-linked militants that killed 49 police officers and four civilians. This is VOA News. Australia and several other countries joined nations imposing restrictions on travel from southern Africa on Saturday after the discovery of the new Omicron coronavirus variant sparked global concern and triggered a market sell-off. Meanwhile, authorities in Amsterdam said that 61 out of around 600 people who arrived in the Dutch city on two flights from South Africa on Friday had tested positive for coronavirus. Health authorities were carrying out further tests to see if those cases involved the new variant. At least two people died and tens of thousands were left without power as Storm Arwen brought strong winds across many parts of the United Kingdom, with gusts of up to 100 miles per hour. One man died in Northern Ireland's County Antrim when his car was struck by a falling tree on Friday evening, police said in a statement. France is willing to discuss autonomy for the French Caribbean territory of Guadeloupe if it is in the interest of the people who live there, Government Minister Sébastien Lecornu said. Guadeloupe and the nearby French island of Martinique have seen several days of protests against COVID-19 measures that have spilled over into violence. Macau said police were questioning Alvin Chau on Saturday after a Chinese city issued an arrest warrant for the junket mogul, accusing him of operating gambling activities in mainland China. The Macau government said in a statement that Chau, founder of the special administrative region's biggest junket operator, Sun City, was taken to the police station in the morning based on earlier evidence and after it received a notification about the arrest warrant from mainland authorities. Sun City operates VIP gambling rooms across Asia. Junket operators are go-betweens who bring high rollers to play at casinos, extending them credit and collecting on their debts. Casino gambling is illegal in China outside Macau, the world's largest gambling hub. Authorities in the eastern Chinese city of Wenzhou said on Friday their investigation had found Chau formed a junket agent network in the mainland to help citizens engage in offshore and cross-border gambling activities. Chau also set up an asset management company in the mainland to help gamblers to make cross-border fund transfers. That's according to the Wenzhou City Public Security Bureau. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
One.